Father's funeral service.
Nine. Fear not, thou friend, the Lord be with them and comfort them. And thou, gracious Lord, grant our dear friend minister will never minister anymore. He believed there were those who truly loved him as one of the servants of the Most High God. His interest in those who were younger, we thank thee, Lord, for this. We believe there are many in different parts of the world that loved him. For those things he simply set before us. Be with us in all things, in all places. Be our gracious helper to the end of life's journey. Pardon and forgive our every sin. We ask it for thy dear name's sake. Amen. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he be dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at another day upon the earth. And now after my skin, worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold, and not another. Though my reins be consumed within me, we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing else. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. And for their sake I sanctify myself, they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also, which shall believe on me through their word. They all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, and that thou in me, they may be made perfect in one, and that the world may know thou hast sent me, and that hast loved them, thou loved me. Father, I will, that they also have now given me, be with me where I am, they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me. Thou lovest me for the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world has not known thee, but I have known thee, and thee has known that thou hast sent me. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So, when this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass, saying as it is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always bearing the word of the Lord, for as much as ye know, your labour is not in vain in the Lord. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he showed me pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. And in the midst of the street of it, on either side of the river, was there the tree of life, bare 12 manner of fruit, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And that there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it. And his servants shall serve him, and that they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their forehead. There shall be no night there. They need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. We have no doubt the Lord has taken to himself one of his jewels, one love with an everlasting love, one made conscious during his pilgrimage of his great need of a Savior, and he was favored to know the dear Lord Jesus. The Lord said in that wonderful prayer of his, and this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I've jotted down a few things from the writings of our dear beloved friend, and he was somewhere about 16 years of age when the Lord first convinced him of his need of a Savior and that he was a sinner. As words in Ecclesiastes 11:9, especially that word, but, no, therefore all these things God will bring thee into judgment. Those words stopped him. Those words wrought a concern in his heart for God's wonderful salvation. In April 1923, he had the Legacy of Wiltshire Guildford, and he preached on Philippians 3:10, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. This was a time of real blessing that he never really forgot. At the end of his life, he said, he walked out every step of that day. When he was about 18 years of age, he was sent by the GPO to Bournemouth. He worshipped at the Digby Institute. He had a seeing time there from the words in Ruth 1:16, thy people shall be my people, and thy God, my God. Wonderful season to him. He was then exercised about baptism, and his own mother coming forward, and two others. The four were baptized at Southampton, being no baptistry upon them. He said he brought away one precious thing from his baptism, and that was the answer of a good conscience. Mr. Harvey Carr, he of Barclay baptized him, began deeply exercised about public prayer, made him feel quite ill. But as his mind Bait upon the Lord. He ventured upon the Lord and gave him 3, 7, 9 in our network. Then followed the exercise regarding the ministry. They hearing Solomon with him. Romans 10:15 came to him and said, "How shall they preach, except they be sent?" He was very exercised, and several godly friends speaking to him about this matter. The Lord granted him, "Come preach to him," and he was sent out to preach by the Church of Bournemouth in June 1932. Our friend was invited to the pastorate of Southampton in November 1940. Long period, 47 years. Here he was sustained to the end of his life. In 1977, came with severe lung trouble. Yet he was spared to be at Centenary Services in 1979. On his dying bed, on the 5th of this month, he quoted the verse, "To keep our eyes on Jesus Christ, and that there our hope is saved. The Lord will make His goodness pass before us in the way." He said, "Praise Him, praise Him, praise Him, for all His goodness unto me." But our dear friend was a very useful member of the Gospel Standards Committee. And he was editor of the Friendly Companion for some years. And he was greatly loved by many young friends. He once came to Lakeney and the hell. The young people were pleased to see him, and that visit was not forgotten by him. Your little church and people here have lost godly, gracious pastor. The Lord sanctify this loss to you, go before you, enable you to commit your way unto the Lord. May He mercifully supply your every need. Well, I heard our dear friend and brother had been taken. The verse came to me, not in our book. "Rest from thy labored rest, soul of the just set free. Blessed be thy memory, and blessed thy glorious example be." Now toil and conflict all, go. Take with saints thy place, but go. Lead the strong before, sinner, save by grace. We believe. We are sure that our dear friend got safely by God's free and sovereign grace at home. After we have sung the second hymn, our friend, younger son, will let a few words here in prayer. "The ransom of the Lord will unto Zion come. Faithful loving God, surely we will know. He gave His life a ransom price, and Zion is an immemorial glory." Second hymn.
Thank you. before we pray, I just want to make a few notes here. The funeral of our dear uncle and loved friend will take place this afternoon at 4:30 at Bitton Parish Church. The plans for the route to the cemetery are available from the dear men at the rear of the chapel here to enable you all to attend the commitment. And after that service, we extend as a family a loving welcome to every one of you to come to the nursing hall, which you will see marked on the plan, very close to where dear father lives. And there is adequate parking available, and we extend in the name of Grace here and each of us children a loving welcome to every one of you, even though you may not feel to be part of the family. Every one of you are welcome. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, as we stand before this company that have come to return thanks to God for the wonderful life which thou hast given and the life which thou hast now taken, may we be blessed again. And may those who have returned to this chapel for the first time for many years, may it be a place of teaching and preaching to them, that they may come to know what our dear Father knew, what a great sinner he was. But a sinner now, saved by grace. Oh Lord, we cannot sorrow when we know that he is with thee. We thank thee for his life, his example to us as children. We thank thee for all that he has taught us, both by standing here and in our lives and in our spiritual lives and in his silence when we thought that he should speak. He leaves behind many precious memories of those of us who were rebels, who sat within this chapel analyzing what he said and going away and disputing it. But Lord, we thank God that we have been humbled and brought to the foot of the cross. And we pray that many yet today may be blessed of God to know that they are sinners, and sinners saved by the precious blood of Christ. There are many for whom he has prayed, and his prayers are not yet all answered. And we pray that his prayers may be answered this day. And though his voice is silent, yet his prayers will be heard in heaven. And they have been heard for each of us, for the family who have been raised up to follow in his footsteps so unworthily. And he has remembered each of us before the throne of grace. And in many instances his prayers have been heard and answered, that he could leave us and leave his dearly beloved Grace in thy wonderful care. We thank thee for her life that she has given to him. We thank thee for everything that she has done for him. And we know that God will not forget her labor of love and works, in the daytime, throughout the night, continuously, these many years. These many 18 years, I believe, nearly done. But Lord, He is now with Thee, and we thank Thee for that precious hope that we can speak of. And we think of those who have loved Him in this country, in America. Yes, we would not forget the Americans. Not any one of them, Lord. For they are all in Thy hands, those dear children who sat before His ministry, and those dear grown-ups who sat before Him and heard it. Lord bless. And may we be given that yearning in prayer that He had for those who He sought to bring to love the Lord Jesus through the preaching of the gospel. And we pray that there may be many here in this chapel today who shall have cause to remember in their never-dying soul that God met with them here when they were sinners, unconcerned about their soul. May the memory of the just be blessed. And as we think of all those that He has been made a blessing to in His lifetime, even though He felt to be such an unprofitable servant, but we know that He was faithful in a few things. Bless the dear church and people, and those who loved Him as a father, as a spiritual father, and raise up a shepherd, Lord, in their midst to carry on the work which He is now laid down. And bless those who have so many happy memories of His ministry. The days past when the bread has been cast upon the waters and He has heard of it, and we now hear of it through the letters after many days. We thank Thee for helping our dear brother in Christ, Mr. Green, to preach to us today, and for helping him and giving him strength to be. Be with him now as he goes to the gravestone, and each of us, that we may not forget the loving kindness of the Lord, and that we may not forget to return thanks for the mercy of this day. Bless the children here, Lord. Thou knowest their broken hearts, and we can understand them, that Thou hast broken ours as well. But we do pray that our dear brother is ready, and God shall wipe away all tears in your arms. May it be our resting joy to gather at the gravestone, to return thanks to God, to lay Him to rest with dear mother and dear grandmother in that same grave. Lord, help our own dear brother to speak at that graveside and dear John's grave as we gather together. And may we ask for the forgiveness of all our sins. And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the fellowship and communion of the Holy Spirit be with us each now and forever. Amen.
I will fear no evil. Thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest the table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely, goodness and mercy follow me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the earth of the Lord forever. Vain the fancy of Christ's strength, vain the laughter of the glory that surround the saints, and yielding up their breath. Thus much, and this is all that we know. They are completely blessed, have done with sin and care and woe, and with their Saviour rest. We sing, Platinum on the hymn sheet. Our friend John Broome, speak a few words, Mr. Godson's favourite prayer. The Saviour lives no more to die. He lives the Lord enthroned on high. He lives triumphant o'er the grave. He lives eternally to save.
The Saviour lives no more to die. He lives the Lord enthroned on high. He instructions to me were few words. I feel led to read a few verses out of the 107th Psalm. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses, and he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. I have wept much, but as I stand here now, I cannot weep, as I rejoice in what I know to be the certainty of the eternal rest of my dear Father. when he was in the hospital waiting his operation, I witnessed a great peace over him. And as he left to go to the theatre, his last words to me were, "Hitherto." He said that he had been blessed in reading the 41st chapter of Isaiah, in the words, "I will help thee, and when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee." In his young days, when he first went out into the ministry, on the second Sunday after he was sent, he did not have an engagement, and he was greatly exercised in his heart and severely tempted. He says that he picked up William Gurnall, the Puritan, and he read this: "Of course Jacob could believe Joseph was yet alive when he saw the wagons come to fetch him, but God has small cause to thank his people for walking by sight." And I witnessed in his dying hours in the hospital, in the week that he was there, I witnessed his quiet calm as he said to me to keep our eyes on Jesus fixed, and there are hopes to stay. His goodness he will make to pass before us in the way. He passed, as you know, through 9 years of affliction, knowing that he had a terminal illness. But the Lord sustained him, and the memory he has left behind him is that he has fought a good fight. He never gave up. He constantly went to his committee meetings in London. I said to him on one occasion, "Father, your leg might break in London." He said, "The Lord can look after me." And this was the way he walked, right to the end. His eyes were fixed on the Lord Jesus. And we can see now how the Lord led him forth by the right way and brought him quietly to his end. He said to me that toward the end, "Not great things." And oh dear friends, what a mercy if we are brought to that simple faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, in the reality of it, to be able to die there. Amen.
Shall we all pray? Our gracious and eternal God, we do render thanks to thee that such a meeting and such a service is a possibility in this dying and dark world, that the provision that thou hast made in the gospel through thy dear Son is adequate to keep us in life and in death, and will be with us for all eternity. O Lord, we thank thee for the hope of thy people, the multitude gathered here today, who have been kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, who have even this morning reserved in their, for them in heaven an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away. O Lord, we ask that each one here may be touched by the gospel, for the promise is that the day is coming, and now is when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. We commit to thee, O Lord, the sorrowing family, from the youngest member to the oldest, and we pray that we each may follow on, lead us forth by the right way, and do help us each to run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. O Lord, we pray that thy presence may be especially known by the sorrowing widow, that she may know that thou art the God of all comfort. Lord, hear us now, and part us with thy blessing. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, the communion of the Holy Spirit, be with us each now and evermore. Amen.